In the beginning was the Word.
The Word, enduring and eternal.
And the Word was with God.
The Word, righteous and holy.
And the Word was God, and all things were made by Him.
And God and man communed in ways deep and true until the fall.
In one moment, shame and guilt entered the created world. We separated ourselves from God. Mankind chose his course, while God chose his. The complete restoration of mankind.
And so it is that in the rising and falling of the years, years of light and of darkness, there have been and ever will be but one constant.
The Word.
At the appointed hour, this Word, the very seal of His promise, breaks open and declares that He who has spoken is true.
Listen.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He is Jesus, the incarnate Word of God.
There is but one God, one Word, one story.
And it came to pass.
Oh,
In biblical history, one line alone is traced from the beginning, the line of King David. It was from this line that the Messiah would come.
There were 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David. There were 14 from David until the exile in Babylon, and after that, 14 generations more.
And within this line, Jacob fathered Joseph. Joseph was the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah.
This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. What is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him.
And the silent night has come. Will my peace return to stay, and my fears be overcome? Will I tremble at this task? Will I place in him my trust? Will this journey prove too long for me to be the man I must? Should I help him count the stars, or should I help carve a piece of wood? Can I teach him what he needs to know? Oh, how I wish I could. You see, I'm falling on my knees, and I'm crying out to you. Oh, God, please help me now, won't you? How did you come to choose me? I'm not sure I understand. The Son of God incarnate one, can he be the Son of Man? Still I trust you have a plan, though a mystery to I will set my feet upon your path, so you can set us free. Should I help him count the stars, or should I help him carve a piece of wood? Can I teach him what he needs to know? I'm falling on my knees, and I'm crying out to you. Oh God, please help me now, won't you?
listen to the words of the prophecy.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder.
He will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God,
Everlasting Father.
This infant who brings eternity to earth will usher in his kingdom of peace. This child will lead us.
For contained within him is all the love of the Father. Everything that we need to be reconciled to God can be found in him.
Jesus, Prince of Peace.
Jesus, my Savior.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David. In nearby fields, the night fires of the shepherds had burned to embers, when without warning, the skies over Bethlehem flamed with unnatural light.
Leaping to their feet, the shepherds shielded their faces. The sky was raining fire.
Then, from out of the fire, a voice, "Don't be afraid."
"I bring you good news of great joy, which shall come to all the people."
And suddenly they saw, not fire, but a host of angels filling the sky.
"Glory to God in the highest. To you this day is born a Savior in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord." It came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they went and found him, come not in glory, but in a stable.
He came not in power, but in weakness, not in wealth, but in poverty.
And this was God's plan from the beginning, for it was out of his love and goodness that mercy was made visible to us by a baby in a cradle.
His perfect masterpiece of love.
Thank you.
As it came to pass, the incarnation of the Word, the divine promise of God. He was as the prophet foretold, a light shining in the darkness.
Our need called out to His love, and He came. Though we turned away from eternal things, He restored them to us in Jesus. We were eyewitnesses to His majesty.
And now we eagerly await His return. Await but a little. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
For just as it came to pass in that day, the day has been set when He will come again. For all that comes to us here on earth comes to pass.
To Him be honor and glory and power forever. Amen.